A new story that I've spotted is that psychoactive drugs, such as the anti-anxiety drug oxazepam, can get into rivers in biologically relevant concentrations, and this may actually be altering the way that fish behave. This was research published in the journal Science this week. Now, many pharmaceuticals are known to make their way into wild waterways. Once they're excreted by a medicated human, they then travel through water treatment plants and can remain stable in effluent for quite some time. Little is known about the effect of this pharmaceutical pollution. Any directly toxic effects would be easy to identify, but actually when these chemicals are designed to affect a behavioural change, things like antidepressants or mood-altering drugs, then the impact might be a bit more subtle. So Dr. Thomas Brodin and his colleagues at Umeå University in Sweden noted that the concentration of a certain anti-anxiety drug, oxazepam, in river water was around 0.58 micrograms per litre. But it was actually concentrated up to six times higher in the muscle of the European perch that lived in the river. So could this, they asked, alter the behaviour of the fish? And to find out, they looked at three behavioural traits, that's boldness, activity and sociality, in both treated and untreated fish. And these traits are known to have an impact on population dynamics and so could be relevant for both the ecology and the evolution of the fish themselves. They found that fish exposed to the drugs were more active, they were more likely to explore new areas, and they were more of a loner, they were less sociable. And the extent to which these behaviours were demonstrated mapped onto the dosage. So the higher the concentration of the drug in the water, the more significant these behavioural changes became. And what's more, as a result of these changes, the behaviourally modified fish ate more food and so could deplete a food source more quickly. And that suggests that the presence of these anti-anxiety medications in rivers might actually alter food web structures and ecologically change waterways in very hard to predict ways. Now, beyond the ecological concerns that we have in general, some people have asked if fish could be concentrating medications that then get into the human food chain. Luckily not, as I asked co-author Jonathan Clamender, and he said that a human would need to eat around 4,000 kilograms of fish in order to receive a dose equivalent to one pill. And because the half-life of oxazepam in humans is about 12 to 14 hours, that means you'd have to pack in a lot of fish in just one meal. And that's all for the news this week. As always, you can find references and more about all of the stories that we've discussed on our website at thenakedscientists.com.